Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is Dirt Doctor Radio, telephone number. If you want to be with us, wide open lines right now. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. If you want to ask a question, bring me a report, have a problem, have something you want to brag about, whatever it is you want to discuss, we are open for business. I've got some things to do. We'll kind of do a little bit of both back and forth. Let's see, what should we start with? Well, yesterday was, I'll start with this, and then we'll get in and talk about our dog I'm going to tell you about. Yesterday was Earth Day. Earth Day is really not a big deal for me too much. Every day's Earth Day for me, and it should be for everybody. We do the same things all year long, every day, in regard to Earth and the environment. What we recommend probably does more good than everything else put together. Not that we physically do, but what we recommend for everybody to do. And what we physically do as well. The big event that was in, those of you in Dallas-Fort Worth area, is at Fair Park. I'm not a fan of. I think it's a big corporate deal and rich people event. I went to a smaller Earth Day deal in Mansfield yesterday, and I really enjoyed being there. The people from Mansfield really getting into all this stuff, and some of our fans were there and some new people there just getting into organic, so had a real nice-sized crowd and able to talk to people quite a bit, and look forward to visiting with them some more. A lot of the towns like that, for those of you around the country, Mansfield's about 60,000 folks here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and a lot of the towns around Dallas are really getting into it. Dallas, not so much as some of the suburbs. Good things going on all around, not enough, but some definitely people moving our direction. But without question, the natural organic program, eliminating the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pesticides and cutting the water use by 40 to 50%, that simple story that we have is powerful and in my opinion, the most powerful thing of all as far as doing things for the environment. And it's not just for that. The nice thing is that the way I start all my talks, like I did yesterday, is that the main reason we recommend this natural organic approach is that it works better in every way. And the most important piece of it is this 40 to 50% water savings, which everybody could realize by doing the simple things that we recommend. And that's what we talk about here. If you're not familiar with how it works, jump on here. You can see it in black and white in any of my books online on dirtdoctor.com. We have a newsletter that goes out on a weekly basis, and I want to tell you about that and what's coming up on that. We'll get into that just a little bit. It's real simple to register for it. It's a real good price. It's zero. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and fill out the form that's on the homepage, and you're off and running. Got a good-looking dog for you this morning from the SPCA in Dallas. It's Delilah. She's on our website under the SPCA button. She's a big girl, 65 pounds. That's not even too big. That's a good size. Sparkly brown eyes, droopy ears. She's really, really pretty. Black and white hound mix. One little caveat about her, apparently the reason they've got her is that she didn't go along with other dogs at her previous place. So sounds like a dog that's going to be best as an only dog, or if you do have some dogs, take them down there and let them meet and see how it works out. This is the SPCA in Dallas, Janrice Jones Animal Care Center, just west of downtown Dallas. And, of course, all this information is on our website. Just click on the SPCA button. Wherever you are in the country, the rescue organization's a great way for you to find pets of various kinds, not just dogs. We tend to concentrate on the dogs here, but various other pets there as well, especially cats. My tea is good this morning and pretty simple. Ginger, fresh ginger chopped up, and lemon verbena from my garden, honey, local honey, and apple cider vinegar. Really good tea. Very, very simple one to make, so give that one a shot. And let's see, what else? I guess I better give you a little update on the Torque school. We have an online course, natural organic certification course online now. The Texas Organic Research Center is the not-for-profit organization that we're involved with, which started out as a place to house online and in other ways the research and data that existed to back up what we talk about here, that the natural organic techniques and products work, and that the synthetic high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers that the chemical people recommend don't work, especially long term, and sometimes don't even work short term for various reasons. And we also do research ourselves, collect anecdotal research from listeners, readers, and we do testing ourselves. And all that ends up on that website, texasorganicresearch.org. Well, it occurred to us not too long ago that there really isn't any school. I get asked about it all the time. There isn't a school, either a two-year school, a community college, or a four-year university that teaches the organic approach, the natural organic approach. There are some courses out there. They tend to use terms like sustainable. They think that's more touchy-feely and fuzzy and not as controversial for some reason. I'm not a big fan of the term because there's a lot of people that still push chemicals that hide behind that term. I think organic is fine. We use the term natural organic, hyphenated term, because it's we have taken the position now that the Texas Organic Research Center should be the clearinghouse for what's acceptable and not acceptable. We started that a long time ago. We've got a list of products on the website that are acceptable in the organic program and products that are not acceptable, and it's a dynamic thing. It's constantly changing because the products out there are constantly changing. And so we're updating it all the time. If you're not familiar with that, you can just go. It's on dirtdoctor.com also, but the best place to go is the Texas Organic Research Center site, and you can see the products that in general we say are acceptable. Texas Organic Research Center says acceptable, and I personally say are acceptable, and the ones that are not. And why that is covered on the websites as well, and that's what we talk about on the show here, too, if you have any questions. There is some news related to products, and I got a document. I probably ought to give you a little bit more detail than just in general, but in general what it is that the Scotts company has decided – you know, they own a bunch of the stuff that we don't recommend, you know, up to and including the Scotts Bonus S, the horrible synthetic fertilizer that's a weed and feed product that contains a herbicide that's so damaging to trees and shrubs. Still one of the largest selling fertilizers in the country. We haven't been very successful in slowing it down too much. I think we have to a degree. But anyway, Scotts made a halfway decent decision recently. It's not enough, but it's certainly a step in the right direction, and that is that they have decided to stop the Ortho line from using and selling, producing neonicotinoids, neonics for short version, which are the ubiquitously used pesticides that are out there. They're used so much in growing operations, nurseries, and that sort of thing, as a preventative in a lot of cases, as well as a killing pesticide. And you've heard us talk about it. You've probably read about it and everything for a long time now, that there's been this accusation that it affects bees, honeybees, which it does. But Scotts has decided to have Ortho stop doing it because they have finally admitted that there may be something to that, not only with honeybees, but more importantly, in some ways, bumblebees. I'll talk a little more about it when I get back, and then we'll go to the phones. So don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got a lot of people holding, so let me finish what I was talking about and go to the lines, and then we'll work in the other stuff I need to do. Telephone number, by the way, when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. What I was talking about the course, is I didn't really finish. The thing about Scott's first, I guess, the neonicotinoids have been now eliminated from only, I think, homeowner use. They're still saying that they're taking it off the market. They're really not saying that they've decided absolutely that it's dangerous, but they've decided that it's just in the best interest of everybody if they take it off from retail use. I think farmers and ranchers are still going to be able to use it, and it's still going to be sold in other countries. So we haven't, you know, won the whole battle there. We've won a battle, not the whole war, but at least it's a step in the right direction. Of course, Bayer, who makes the neonicotinoid products, saying that it's all wrong, that there's absolutely no danger of it at all if it's used according to label directions, which is crazy. The rest on the course now has been up a couple of weeks, I guess, for people. We have a lot of people signing up. We've had a good number of people now complete the course and are receiving their certificate. If you would like to do it, it's an online natural organic certification course. It's in 15 chapters. You take it a chapter at a time, and you have to pass the test at the end of each chapter. You have to pass it 100%. What comes along with the video of me explaining stuff from soil building and planting, beneficial insects, pest control, diseases, composting and mulching, landscape, all these different things in the 15 chapters. You also get a booklet, a study booklet that comes with it. That is an outline, and it also goes into detail about the most important things, and so it functions kind of as a cheat sheet for the test. So don't be intimidated that it'll be difficult. It's for homeowners as well as professionals, and right now we've got professionals and homeowners coming in and signing up and taking it, and I'm delighted that it's being received well. We're getting good reports back. And for anybody that is taking it or will take it, if you have any criticism or suggestion for improvement, we're certainly open and wanting to get that information as well. The easiest way to find us, go to dirtdoctor.com, and there's a big old button right in the middle of the page that says Natural Organic Certification Course. Click on that, and it takes you right to the information and instructions about how to register, sign up, and take the test and become certified in natural organic technology and applications. Let me see here. And we'll, I put on Facebook a connection on this Scott's deal. If I didn't, I will. And plus, you can just do a quick search and it'll come right up for you. Scott's, yeah, do this search. Scott's Dumps Neonics. That'll get you right there. To the phones, let's see who's first up this morning in Tomball, Texas, listening on 660 The Answer. It's Ted. Hi, Ted.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, here's my question. I have some blueberry plants, and I got two issues. One, I have an ant pile, fire ants. And I'm wondering what the best procedure is to get rid of those. I'm familiar with your suggested orange oil and Garrett juice, but I don't know if that's suitable to use next to the blueberry plant like that.
It'd be fine, Ted, as far as an individual mound treatment. That mixture of Garrett juice and 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water makes the mound drench. And if you pour that right in the center of the mound so it goes down real fast, right in the middle of the mound, and then swirl it around, it'll kill the mound out pretty well. Won't hurt the blueberries or anything like that at all, unless it's right on the stem. And then I probably would go another route. In your blueberry, how large an area is the blueberry plant, or is it just one plant?
There's about three of them there in
about
a row.
Three bushes
that are, well, but only one of them is affected by it. They're on probably about 4 foot centers, something like that.
Okay. The other techniques, if you think of this, would be treating too close to the root system of the plant and do some damage. And real strong orange oil will, with it buffered with the Garrett juice, it tends to not damage. But if you're concerned, the other thing would be to use spinosad. You can mix the spinosad according to label directions and treat that spot. You can apply beneficial nematodes to that area or to the entire site, which I'd recommend that you do anyway, because that helps you with the control of a lot of other pests on down the road. And then the simplest thing of all, and it might be the thing you want to even start with, I was telling the people in Mansfield about this yesterday, some of them hadn't heard about it, is to put out dry molasses on the entire site, the entire property, at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And what that does basically in 99% of the cases is it runs the fire ants off the property. They don't like the biological activity that it stimulates in kind of a flash. So those are the different techniques you can use, and fire ants shouldn't be a problem for you.
And what about diatomaceous earth? Would that be a thing?
It's okay. It'll kill the ones that come in contact with it. It dries them out. It dehydrates them. But the other things work better.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And the other question was...
All right, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air. I got to run a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garajuice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go now to Dallas and talk to Harry. Hello, Harry.
Howdy, sir. A couple of quick questions. I got a raised bed with Johnson grass in it. I need to know what I can do with that. And I had a question about a peach tree.
How'd you get Johnson grass in your beds?
I have no idea. I wished I knew, sir. All I know is I have three raised beds, and one of them, Johnson grass, is just popping up like crazy in there.
Okay. How tall is your Johnson grass?
Oh, it's growing up, and it's spreading pretty wild. It had a bunch of mint. I had spearmint and peppermint growing in there, and it was just a big one. And then all of a sudden, I've got Johnson grass growing in one bed.
Okay. Well, Johnson grass is very easy to get rid of in that situation. You just cut it to the ground two or three times, and it'll die out. I doubt very seriously if you have Johnson grass. Johnson grass is a grass that grows to be about 6 feet tall.
No, well, this is getting about a foot tall.
Yeah, you probably have Dallas grass. That's the one that most people get confused with Johnson grass. Johnson grass rarely is a problem in beds. And like I said, if it does start growing in a bed situation. You just keep it cut down and it'll die out. It can't take that kind of continuous cutting down and being kept real low. On the other hand, Dallas grass loves to be eaten by livestock down low or mowed down low. It's a high successional grass that's a completely different thing. It's one of the toughest grasses to control. And the best way to get rid of it is to take a grubbing hoe and chop it out of there, throw mulch, compost in the holes, and then throw mulch on top. If you want to spray it with something, you can kill it with this new 20% vinegar organic herbicide that's on the market. But it's such a tough plant, you have to spray it even with that a couple of times. Even the toxic chemical herbicides are hard, have a hard time killing Johnson grass because it's had such a dense crown, you know, that everything's growing from.
Yes,
so the best thing to do is just chop it out and be done with it, mulch properly, and it won't come back and be a problem in beds. It's usually a much bigger problem out in turf, because turf doesn't choke it out like it does a lot of other weeds.
I see what you're saying. It may be it may be the Dallas, because it's got like a long tubular root that grows under it.
Well, it's that Johnson grass has that too, but I just doubt very seriously if it's Johnson grass, because that's a great big tall growing grass. And Johnson grass is, you know, that low grass. I was going to talk about it anyway. I did a newsletter on weeds, and we're still working on it. It's a work in progress, but there's a master list now that covers all of the different main weeds that people run into in alphabetical order. So if you go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and just go to weeds, it's right there, and Dallas grass is covered. There's a little short blurb on each weed. And then if you click on the name of the weed you want more information about, it goes over, takes you over to the library entry where there's even more information. But
all right. It may be the Dallas grass.
Yeah, check it out and see if that's it. If that's not it, you may find it as one of the other weeds that I've covered. And if that's the case, call me back. A lot of times the vinegars and the fatty acid products and all are what I recommend on all those things. But some of the weeds maybe have a little bit different technique and control.
I was worried about, because I was going to put in a few watermelon plants and try to get those growing around it, but then I was worried if I spray with the vinegar and everything, would that hurt the watermelon plants?
Well, the vinegar sprayed on the leaves of anything will hurt the leaves. It's a non-selective organic herbicide. So try to chop it on out of there and then get your watermelon planted and not have to deal with it anymore.
All right, I'll chop that up.
Okay.
Now, my last question is, we planted a peach tree yesterday. And unfortunately, I was gone, and they came back. I told them to backfill it with the regular soil, but they put in a bunch of Miracle-Gro potting soil.
Okay, dig it out and replant it. Dig it out, throw that stuff away, and get some of the native soil from the site and replant it. If it was just planted, it won't hurt it at all, and you'll be 10 times better off if you plant it properly like I recommend.
Supposed to be 1 inch above the regular soil around it. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, the flare needs to be at the top. Now, when a young fruit tree, you know, is first planted, there's not much flare there, and it's kind of hard to see where the roots start. But you'll be able to see it. It's down below the graft. There'll be a swelling or a little dog leg, and that's the graft union. That's way above the flare. So that needs to be 4, 5, 6 inches or more above the ground. And where the roots start coming out of the tree needs to be right at the soil surface.
Okay. Now, we had a 15-inch pot, and we broke up the dirt around it and everything. And then when it just sank down into that Miracle-Gro crap. And so I want to bring that up. Yeah. But I want to bring that. It was a large knot, like about the size of my fist, at the base of the tree.
That's the graft union. That's not the flare.
Okay.
That's above the flare quite a bit. Look at that again, and then you'll notice that down below that, you'll start to see the roots start coming out sideways out of the plant, and that is the top of the ball of the plant, you know, where it'll be eventually. So that's what should be planted right at the soil surface. That big swelling, that graft union, should be quite a ways above the ground. That's how people mess up with fruit trees so much. They tend to plant them down where that graft union is about at ground grade. And if you do that, you've planted your tree 6 to 8 inches too deep in the ground.
It's okay, like I said, I put it in yesterday.
Dig it up now as soon as you hang up and throw that stuff away and backfill with the good native soil that you have.
All righty, sir. All right. Appreciate your time, Mr. Garrett. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. And those of you that haven't heard me, my planting techniques are on the website, but they're very simple. You dig a wide, ugly hole, dish-shaped, rough-sided. The most important things you can do is the wider the better, and then that soil that comes out of the hole goes back in, because roots of trees have to grow in that native soil eventually, and you don't want them growing out in potting soil, even organic potting soil, good quality soil that I would recommend. I don't want that going in the planting hole either. Nothing but the soil that came out of the hole goes back in the hole, and then you can treat the soil surface after you've backfilled and watered it in and everything with compost, Garrett juice, things like that. But that goes on the surface, not down in the hole. We want those roots growing in the native soil the minute they start growing. That's the key to successful tree growing, because they're going to have to grow in that stuff eventually. George Milton, Delaware, next up. Hey, George.
Yes, good morning. I really do enjoy your program very much, and bear with me. I'm handicapped somewhat here.
Okay.
But I wanted to put coffee grounds around for my garden. Would that be okay?
You bet. I love coffee grounds. They stimulate beneficial fungus very well.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter whether the concentration or the amount.
I have grown plants, George, in a pot full of coffee grounds, 100% coffee grounds.
They'll
grow a lot better if they're in soil that's been amended with some coffee grounds, but it's pretty hard to overuse it. Just, you know, use it like you'd use compost. Mix it in with the soil. Just throw it on the surface of the soil. That's fine, too.
Terrific. Now, the other question I have, I had talked to you, I guess it was last week, I think, or something, and I'm trying to fertilize my pecan trees.
Okay.
And I bought the, what's the name of that? The concentrated natural fertilizer for the pecans. I can't think of the name of it.
Concentrated fertilizer for pecans. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, it was, I forget what the heck.
What's in it? What's the mixture?
It's a natural, do you think I can think of the name of that? Isn't that awful?
Well, that's okay. What I recommend for pecan trees is to use any good organic fertilizer. There's not a blend that I know of that's specific for pecans. What we recommend is the same thing we recommend fertilizing Japanese ligustrum and Japanese maples and posies. We're feeding the soil, not the plant per se. And so our entire program is basically the same as the fertilizer program for anything we grow. It's tweaked a little bit, and we've got the organic fruit and pecan tree program on the website. It's on under guides on the homepage of my website, and it talks about the spray program that I recommend. It's not a killing spray; it's a life benefiting spray, and the whole thing. But basically, we just do the same thing with all kinds of plants.
Unfortunately, through my illness, I'm unable to read anymore.
Uh-oh.
So I have to depend on calling you and bugging you about some of the...
No, that's fine.
And you told me maybe I could apply that fertilizer twice a year? Did you tell me?
Well, if it's an organic fertilizer, you can put it out up to 3 times a year. I wouldn't do any more than that because it'd be wasting money and time. With the long-range program, we're finding out in more and more cases that after the first year, we put out dry fertilizer basically once a year, and then we put out the Garrett juice mixture on a monthly basis, or if the budget doesn't allow that, on a quarterly basis, spraying the plant and drenching the root zone, and that works beautifully. Very, very simple program.
May I ask you what the I've been listening to your program for a long time, and I still don't quite understand. Of course, I'm thick as dirt, you know, but I can't the Garrett juice. What is Garrett juice?
Well, Garrett juice is a mixture of organic ingredients, compost, tea, and which you can buy or make yourself, and then natural apple cider vinegar, liquid seaweed, and liquid molasses. Those four things are Garrett juice.
And is the Garrett named after you, sir?
It is named after me because my listeners and me helping named it years ago, and so it just that name has stuck. But you can mix it up. You can use just coffee grounds soaked in water, and so old stale tea as the compost tea part of it. So it's it's pretty easy to do. Give it a whirl. I think you'll find that it works great for your pecan trees and for your other trees as well. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic programs. Be healthier and help stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Donate $60 or more and receive seeds from Howard's Garden, a pair of nomadic sandals, a $50 value. Help the TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
A smooth flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. The lines are loading back up while that's going on. It gives me a chance to get back to a couple of things. The telephone number, if you want to be with me, is 866-444-3478. I was talking about the weeds newsletter and the next newsletter. We actually did the weeds newsletter, and then we sent out information about the natural organic certification course to all the people that get the newsletter. Once again, you can get it for free. If you don't get it already, just sign up on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. We do archive them, and you can see the past ones and the latest things that we've changed on the website. We've got a real nice feature on the website, dirtdoctor.com, right over on the right-hand side in the red letters. By the way, one person told us they are colorblind and had trouble reading the red letters. If that's a common issue, let me know. I hadn't heard that before. Hope that's not a big deal for people. If it is, we could hopefully do something about it. But anyway, that list that's in that block on the right-hand side, that's the latest edits or additions that we've made to the website. And so the latest newsletters will show up there. We're amending the information about the various plants and insects and things all the time. And the latest changes, if you want to see what the newest thing we put on the website is, that's where to find it. And the newsletters will show up in the archives after they go out, so you can see them that way, too. But anyway, the one on weeds, like I was saying, has a master list of all the weeds, and then you click on whichever one you want. It takes you to more information than just a little a quick blurb on the master list. And we've got all the ones covered that you would run into out there right now, pretty much. We've got more to add, and we've had really appreciated. Several people have sent in not only suggestions of additions, but photographs that are real good to add to help people out there. And one of the things that is still going on, we ran into some folks at my talk in Mansfield. There's a lot of people that still think that spraying Roundup is an okay thing to do, that it's not dangerous. It just drives me nuts that people still recommend and use 2,4-D. It's even more dangerous in a lot of ways. But I guess my biggest problem is with the Roundup, because it has now been directly linked to so many problems, problems in the soil, problems disturbing biological activity in the soil and fouling up the production there. And then, lo and behold, it finally dawned on everybody that if it's fouling up the microbes in the soil, it's probably fouling up the microbes in the gut of wildlife and livestock and pets and humans. And, yeah, it is. And there's tons of research related to it now, and that Roundup, glyphosate, its main ingredient, and the other ingredients in it as well, are related to cancer, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and even and the one that's growing the fastest and is the biggest concern in a lot of ways, autism in children. So the marketing of Roundup has been absolutely brilliant through the years, and there's still people, as you know, on the radio and writing about it saying it's perfectly okay to still use it. Well, it's not. And the alternatives, of course, with what we talk about in the website in the entry on the weeds and what we talk about on the show here and everything all the time. So the next step that we're doing, I'm already working on it. It's taking a little longer than I thought. I actually bit off more than I realized I was biting off. The next newsletter is going to be what I did on making weeds easier for you to access on our website, information about them, photographs, and everything. We're going to do the next one on vines. And I'm going to cover good, kind of like we did on the weeds. We're going to cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to cover the vines that we recommend in landscaping that are really beneficial and nice to use. The ones that are kind of in the middle that can become a problem. And then the ones that are weed vines, you know, things like Carolina snail seed and poison ivy and greenbrier and all that kind of thing. And we'll have that for you for the next newsletter, which will come out this week. And again, if you want it, just sign up on dirtdoctor.com. It not only does it drive me nuts that there are people still recommending Roundup and 2,4-D and other toxic chemical herbicides, but they're recommending it on plants that are so easy to just bend down and pull them out of the ground. In that category, chickweed, there's one called Feel Matter. There's a bunch of them. There's one that's sorrel, the little yellow sorrel that looks like a clover. Those things are so easy to bend over and pull out. Or if you don't want to do that, spray them with the vinegar and kill them. You don't have to use anything that's a toxic chemical. So take a look at that. If you're not on board already, get on board. Those of you that are on board, I really appreciate you helping us convert the world to organics. Sorry, I was a little long-winded. I know that the phone lines are loaded. We'll go to them straight away when we come back after this break. Telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is the website. The course is under TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Easiest way to get to find out about the course, just click on the big button that's on DirtDoctor.com, and it takes you over and tells you all about how it works. Be back after this. Don't go away.